Hey, good morning. We're into the last week of summer. It's Tuesday, September 16th. Fall officially arriving on Monday. And yeah, we can recognize the days are getting shorter. Pretty much dark by 8 o'clock in the evening now. And more leaves are falling and rustling in the wind. Halloween, even Christmas are in a lot of the stores now. Even as Sass Parks announces just this week that there is fall camping available. Special rates till the end of October at 11 different parks. Done that a few years ago. Went to Good Spirit in October. A park is a lot quieter, was still great weather, and it's kind of relaxing. Highly recommend it. We need some warm, dry weather now to make it a lot less soggy. Get back into the fields, finish this harvest off, but doubtful that that's going to occur today as it's still a little wet out there. And we're hearing from SGI this morning. There have been more than 500 auto claims related to that storm on the weekend, which brought heavy rain and hail to Regina, Pilot Butte, Emerald Park, Belgoni. And those are only early numbers from SGI. They expect claims to rise as well in the coming days here, too. Hey, today is Fuel Good Day in Regina. For every liter of fuel sold today, Sherwood Co-op and Co-op Refinery Complex are going to donate 20 cents to the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. And the money is going to benefit the Ellen Blair Cancer Center here in Regina. So if you need a top up or a full on fill up, consider Co-op today at a great cause. We're getting reaction from Weyburn on that random shooting that killed a woman on the weekend. Understandably, people there in Weyburn still uneasy. Our own reporter, Jillian Massey, was there yesterday, and she said locals are still pretty freaked out that Highway 39, which is always busy with cars and semis, it's where two women were driving in an SUV when a shot rang out and killed a passenger.
No, we thought we had a nice, quiet community, and something like that happens.
Like, my son would travel that way to go to Regina, and I wouldn't want that to happen to him. That would be devastating.
Still a lot of questions about what really happened here. Mayor Jeff Richard says gun violence, usually not a problem in that area of Weyburn, that's for sure.
This is a very tight-knit city, so it is impacting a lot of people, and we're set back by it for sure.
He says there's a lot of questions he doesn't know the answer to yet, making the situation even more unsettling for everyone in the Weyburn area. So hopefully we get a little more information on this, and the cops get some tips and solve that one soon. Really bizarre impersonating police story that RCMP say it's not connected at all to the shooting. But apparently Mountie's got a report on Saturday that someone possibly impersonated a police officer. They were driving on a grid road near Mydell when a vehicle came up behind them flashing red and blue emergency lights. So they both slowed down. Then the vehicle with the flashing lights just drove away. They described it as a gray heavy-duty truck, 2000 model Chef. And then there's this Sunday afternoon near the Al Ritchie. Some scares from a situation where police got to before anyone got hurt. Reportedly a man chasing multiple people around, threatening them with a machete. Police got there near the Al Ritchie on Sunday and arrested a 29-year-old man, charged him with assault with a weapon. Not exactly the greatest news story lineup yet so far this morning. It's kind of grim and scary to that degree here, but that's what's going on. And a little later on here this morning, we are going to have a little fun as Survivor, one of the longest-running reality television shows in its 49th season, returns next week. But a young man on Survivor, originally from Regina, now lives in Alberta, but returning to Regina to do a bit of a hype about the new season of Survivor. And you'll be meeting him. Jacob Latimer is going to be here a little later on after the 6:30 news. He can't tell me whether or not he won the $1 million, but he can tell me what it's like when you're on the set of Survivor, because it is a reality show, but as you know, there's cameras running everywhere. Like, how much privacy do you really have, if any at all? These are some of the questions I have for Jacob after the 6:30 news. He'll be here. I shake it out. Taylor Swift not taking any chances, I guess, when it comes to her safety. She attended her fiancé Travis Kelce's game on Sunday, and normally you see her walking down the hall to wherever she's going to sit, but she was shielded by a bullet-resistant wall that they erected temporarily. You can see in a video posted on X, security guards are seen surrounding this protective screen, and they're rolling it through the stadium hallway there, seemingly hiding someone on the other side, because you never saw Taylor walk the hall like you normally do. Typically, we see videos of her strolling into stadiums, right? But off to the suite. Speculation has it that the tightened security was due to the killing of Charlie Kirk last week. Kirk had spoken about Swift just 2 weeks before his death, making comments about her engagement, suggesting, quote, this is something that I hope will make Taylor Swift more conservative, and that Marion Kelce could de-radicalize her and transform her from, as he said, quote, a cat lady to a J.D. Vance supporter. Kirk has also called for Swift to reject feminism in the past, saying, quote, submit to your husband, Taylor. You're not in charge. So with all of that, it's been speculated that Kelce might be a Republican, since he at one point said he would be honored to play in the presence of President Donald Trump at the Super Bowl. But some precautions being taken by Taylor Swift. Maybe it would be easier just not to show up at the game, but I guess, you know, you want to live your life too, and that's what happens when you're at that status of being a star, I guess. Premier Scott Moe is in Ottawa today. He's going to be meeting Prime Minister Mark Carney. Moe, no doubt wanting to review with Carney his trip to China, where he is pressing for better market access for products like canola, peas, and pork. And Moe says talks went better than expected, and it looks like China is willing to move forward.
I think there's a confirmation that China is very interested in not looking back, but looking forward, and in recalibrating the trade relationship that we have, and moving forward in a pragmatic and reasonable fashion that is good for both countries.
He said no agreements were made, but he certainly hopes Carney now today can help move things along a little quicker. So they're going to have a conversation in Ottawa. Hey, Parliament was back in session yesterday, and all eyes were on the two leaders, Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. It was the first question period at the House of Commons.
I thank the Prime Minister for calling a prompt by-election. I wonder if one day he might regret that decision. I wonder if he agrees that our goal should be a Canada where hard work is rewarded, where food and homes are affordable.
I understand the minister, or the minister, promotion. I understand the leader of the opposition was busy. He missed the largest tax cut for 22 million Canadians.
There you go. A little taste of the first question period. And initial analysis seemed to think they both fared pretty well. Pierre Poilievre seemed a little different. He had a bit of a different tone, a bit of a warmth and self-deprecation about him that we haven't seen so much before. And almost seemed a little more respectful. And Carney, he didn't seem to take anything personally. Although he did struggle, the Prime Minister, to get his answers out. What do they have, like 35, 40 seconds? So he's got some work to do there. And a lot of people commented, too, on how much better Mark Carney's French had gotten as well. But day one, perhaps not as explosive as some may or may not have hoped. Not a total disappointment, but I don't know. I'm not so pessimistic about the possibility of cooperation. They seem to each infer, oh, we're going to cooperate, perhaps, on some issues. But we'll wait and see. It's politics, after all. Some fallout from that weekend rain. Apparently, just over 1 million liters of poop was pumped into the Wascana Creek from that weekend storm. I guess it rained so hard it caused wastewater to overflow into nearby waterways. And Carolyn Kaleem, Director of Water Waste Environment for the City of Regina, says the automated system could only hold so much.
The flows that are coming, once they have exceeded the capacity that can be received by the lift station in terms of its being able to hold it, it automatically overflows over a weir system and goes into the creek.
So they expect it to be, minimal impact, but they are taking tests now to make sure that it's all safe. Give Well, the price of gas has come down a few cents in the last week. It's never low enough for my liking, but nonetheless, if you do need a top up or fill up today, it's a good day to visit a Sherwood Co-op and Co-op Refinery Complex. They're hoping you will consider filling up there because today's the day that they partner to raise money for the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. So joining me now is Megan Dunn from the Sherwood Cooperative Association. And a big day for you all there, Megan, isn't it?
It is a very exciting day today. It is Fuel Good Day. So every liter of fuel that we sell at all Sherwood Co-op locations, Sherwood Co-op and the Co-op Refinery Complex combine together, and we donate 20 cents for every liter of fuel that we sell.
Is it just within Regina then?
It's not. It's all of our Sherwood Co-op locations. So Regina, Emerald Park, Indian Head, Momart, Southie, and Dysart are all participating.
All right. Let's give everyone an example of how effective this campaign is. For instance, someone just pulls up. They got a 50-liter tank. What then?
Well, you made it easy math for me. So a 50-liter tank actually equals $10. And so that $10 we are going to donate to the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. And even better, the Cancer Foundation, they agree that they keep all of the money here locally in Regina at the Allen Blair Cancer Center. So that money will go directly to our friends, our neighbors, our community members who are fighting cancer here right in Regina.
And it's not your first rodeo. This is a long-term campaign.
Yeah, we've been having fun. This is lucky number 7. So over the past 6 years, we have been very fortunate for our members to show up. We've actually raised over $400,000 in the past 6 years. So we just want to make that total grow even more this year.
What's the cutoff tonight? Midnight, 6 o'clock?
It's until our locations close. Some of them do have different closing hours, but the latest that they're open in Regina is until 10 p.m. tonight. So anytime today, if you're, have some time over your lunch hour or you're going home from work or after you're running the kids to all their sports and their activities. Just make sure you pop on in, even if it's just a top up. You know, every liter, it counts. It all adds up and makes a huge impact in our community.
I wish you nothing but the best of luck, Megan, and I hope it goes well for you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me chat about it. And I just want to say a huge thank you to all of our members who show up, not only today, but every day, because without our member support, we would never be able to give back to our community like this. So this is really a big thank you to all of our members for being just the best support system in the entire world.
Fuel Good Day is underway. Megan Dunn, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Greg.
And again, that is in Regina, Emerald Park, Indian Head, Momart, Southie, and Dysart as well. Man, if you're a co-op member, did you hear you can attend your next Rough Rider game for only like $20? Rider CEO Craig Reynolds says the tickets are going to be the most affordable ones in all of Mosaic Stadium.
So much of what we do is trying to get families and kids to the stadium. And this is just another opportunity for that in a really affordable way.
The Riders and Co-op announcing this partnership, they call it the Co-op Community Zone at Mosaic. It's a 2,000-seat section, and these tickets are going to be put up for grabs starting next week. Still ahead. Andrew Shepherd is here as Kevin Martell is away this week. We've got reaction from Weyburn on that random shooting that killed a woman on the weekend. Understandably, a lot of people in Weyburn are still feeling rather uneasy. We sent our reporter Jillian Massey there yesterday, and she said locals pretty freaked out. It happened on Highway 39, which is pretty busy, right? And that's where two women were driving in an SUV and a shot rang out and killed the passenger.
No, we thought we had a nice, quiet community, and something like that happens.
Like, my son would travel that way to go to Regina, and I wouldn't want that to happen to him. That'd be devastating.
It's certainly the talk of the town right now, and still a lot of curious questions to this one as to what really happened, and they continue to investigate at this point, too. Jillian, back from Weyburn, is going to join me a little later on and share a few more firsthand accounts on how everyone is feeling there. Hey, coming up in about 20 minutes from now, just after the 6:30 news, Regina's own Jacob Latimer will be in my studio. He's on the upcoming season of Survivor that starts next week, and he's going to dish a little on what it's like when you're a Survivor contestant. He's from Regina, and now since married, they have their first baby that was born while he was playing Survivor and living in Alberta. But Can't take Regina out of him, so he's popping by to kind of tee up the new season and give you some behind-the-scenes details of what it's like as a contestant. Last night, I watched a little football. Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks battled from behind to beat the Texans in Houston last night. They were trailing by 5 and then won the game in the final seconds.
Touchdown wins it. Second and goal, ball just outside the 2. I'm in motion. They are going to run it. And a touchdown, Tampa Bay. Rashad White on top with 6 seconds to go.
Yeah, Tampa 20, Houston 19. The Bucs are 2-0 now, and you got to flip that for the Texans. The Chargers beat the Raiders in their second Monday Night Football game, 20-9. Of course, locally, our Riders enjoying a bye week. I'm sure some will enjoy some relaxation, and a lot will watch a little tape and just kind of stay in touch with the game. But yeah, bye week this week for our Riders. Our Premier Scott Moe is in Ottawa today. He's going to be hooking up with Prime Minister Mark Carney. Moe will no doubt want to review his trip to China with Carney, where he was busy there trying to press for better market access for our products like canola, peas, and pork. But Moe said that it went better than expected. No agreements made, but he's hoping Carney can help out now too. So that's why the two are scheduled to meet today. A Saturday night at the Keith Urban concert, which you're all still commenting on about how terrific it was on my CJMB Morning Show Facebook page. That video I posted there to start the discussion of Keith singing acoustically Chapel Rowan. It's near 100,000 views already, and it's pretty cool. Urban, like a lot of artists, you know, he sings his heart out, and then, of course, you get to the encore, right, where a lot of artists will leave the stage. Some don't do it as much anymore. They just, you know, play till the very end, but a lot of them still do an encore. You know, the old dramatic, thank you, good night, but you know they haven't sung a couple of their biggie songs. So you know they're coming back. House lights haven't gone up entirely, so you know they are going to return. And Keith Urban did a quick little bit on Saturday night, how he was happy most people stayed in their seats rather than leave early to get the jump on the traffic exiting the venue.
A lot of you guys have to travel a long way when you leave here. And I got to say, when I went off stage, I've been out in the audience in that situation. And you're like, what are we going to do? Should we head off now? Get ahead of the traffic? Maybe let's go to get a little bit of sleep in the morning. Go to try to get to that. Get another one. I'm stuck in the traffic. It's bigger. No one is going to do. Might do something in the encore that we haven't done yet. And if I want to sing along, you need to get a little bit of sleep. It's like, oh, but let's stay.
Yeah, I got to stay. And why wouldn't you? According to Ticketmaster, ticket prices are constantly changing, right? For every concert based on demand. But the average price is about $200 per ticket. Times that by 2, that's $400. If you're taking a date or your spouse, if you leave early to beat the traffic, well, you've just spent, I don't know, half a mortgage payment not to see the full show. That's kind of like going to a steakhouse, ordering the filet mignon and saying, actually, I'll just smell it and I'll hit the drive-thru on the way home to me. You paid to see a show, not to brag about how early you left and, oh, you avoided the traffic. How about you? Are you guilty of leaving concerts early? 1-877-300-7275. Text me. I'm curious what your thought is on this. I do have a bit of a hack. I use the website setlist.com. And that's where you can go and search the artists you're going to go see and see their set list from previous night's concerts, which are almost always the same, give or take a song or two. But I always look at that to see what the last song the artist is playing. And knowing what it is, we might leave our seats halfway through it and start, you know, doing the concert ninja crawl toward the exit. So as the song fades out, you get a bit of a head start to get out to your car and beat the rush. But yeah, setlist.com, handy concert site for that reason. But I'm curious, do you leave early just to beat the traffic or for whatever reason? What's your reason? 1-877-300-7275.